Hey everyone, I'm Radhika.
I'm Imogen.
And I'm Melissa.
And thank you for tuning into our podcast.
Today, we're going to be discussing the ins and outs of consumer decisions in the car market. So, what factors would you consider when buying a car?
Well, I know there's 7 of them.
In theory, yeah.
Does price count?
Yeah.
I know that there are ethical considerations and societal factors. Radhika, you can do the rest.
That's 3 of them. So, there's also marketing, availability of finance, gender and age, and convenience.
What would be the most important though?
Surely price.
Yeah, price.
I mean, I'm not rocking up to the car dealership expecting to come out with whatever I want.
Yeah.
Unless you're rich. It's unrealistic.
One Ferrari, please.
I guess it all depends on how much you earn. Like, my parents have good jobs, so they can afford 2 cars.
Are they new?
Yeah, they've been bought in the last 2 to 3 years.
I mean, even if you don't earn a lot, you'd still want a sissy car?
Yeah.
You'd also want something that's convenient.
What do you mean?
Feature-wise, like reverse cameras, touchscreen radios, and even DVD players.
Like when they used to have those lighters where you could press the button to heat it up.
Yeah, basically anything you want that would make everything a little bit easier.
Wait, are we talking about credit or convenience?
Are you?
Serious? Yeah, sometimes.
Do you mean like credit as in cards?
Loans, eh?
Loans, yes. Having credits make you eligible for a loan, but you're also most likely to get it if you have good credit.
Doesn't good credit mean you have enough income to support your expenses?
Yeah.
So if I currently had a car loan, I would have bad credit because I don't have a job.
Yeah.
I am so smart. Oh my god.
It depends on what age you get when you have a car loan, doesn't it? Because the older you are, the better job you have.
That ever so smoothly brings us to our next topic, gender and age. But Melissa, it really depends on your job, because you could have a young person of whom earns billions of dollars, but then you could have someone older who earns $100 a week.
So, we decided to do a survey on what gender preferred a bigger to smaller car.
We did.
You took it!
Yeah.
Anyway, this survey was taken between 30 adolescents who would be getting a car in the next year or so. In total, 33% wanted a smaller car. Breaking that down, 80% of them were boys.
A few of them told me they chose a smaller car for the convenience.
The rest, I assume, would classify a sports car as small.
That's pretty stereotypical, isn't it?
For all we know, they could want a ladybug car.
Seriously?
What?
I've been here longer than you, so I've had the chance to get to know most of the boys. And I can guarantee you, not a single one of them would want a ladybug car.
Whatever.
Radhika's right, the amount of crap they would get.
Actually, yeah, true.
I mean, I would buy a car like that, but I'd make sure other people like it too.
What would that be classified as?
Societal factors? Aside all that, please welcome our guest, Georgia.
So what car do you want when you're older, like your dream car?
I really want an Audi RS Q3.
So why is that?
Because it's really nice, fashionable, but like it's really convenient for my big family.
So is it like the ads that influence it, like the life that you get presented with the ads? Like, you know?
Yes. I always wanted an Audi, so like the ads just made me want it even more. So yeah.
Thanks, Georgia. Anyways, speaking of ads.
Are your tires becoming old? Or the grip starting to wear out?
Do you need new ones but can't find extra cash to pay for them?
Dunlop tires have got the solution.
If you buy 3 tires at any Dunlop store, you get the 4th free.
That's actually pretty good.
Their tires are good too.
Quality or?
They're pretty ethical.
Quality or ethical?
Ethicality.
That's a made up word.
Or words made up.
You know what else is made up?
What?
The Volkswagen cars produce little to no emissions.
Huh?
What?
Okay, so Volkswagen lied to everyone saying that their cars produce little to no emissions in order to sell more cars.
I heard about that. Didn't the cars still run out of fuel? So run on fuel?
Yeah, but the cars actually produced 40 times more emissions than allowed.
How bad are normal emissions?
They're responsible for about 85% of total air pollution in the world, and they're a heavy factor in global warming.
That's just an average car.
If we keep purchasing fuel-powered cars, eventually we won't be able to use them.
That's why I'm investing in a boat.
Really?
Nah. Back to the Volkswagen case. So they tampered with the testing. How big of a fine would they cop from that?
A big one.
$30 billion.
This is why everyone should get a Tesla. Not for the meme, but they're electrically powered, so they're unable to produce any emissions.
Apparently, they're really good for the environment.
Your electricity bills, however.
I am so done with this podcast.
Same.
Same.
Bye.